Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN, and now also traded on the OTCQB under the symbol GMTNF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Kevin Smith. Now, Kevin, I introduced the company back in the middle of March, and since that time, there's been a lot of news that has come out, some on the drilling and exploration front, other news on the mine construction, as well as an updated resource and a PEA that just came out today. Let's start with drilling. We saw some results, the final results from the Phase 1 program on April 22nd. We also had on May 6th permit expansions and the beginning of Phase 2. Kevin, can you just quickly summarize for us the Phase 1 drill results? What were some of the key results here?
Yeah, we were really pleased with Phase 1 and how it went. We went 41 for 41 on the holes drilled, hit mineralization in every single hole. We were also in parallel doing a relogging program of the 127 meters of historic drilling. So we were super encouraged that, we were hitting 216 grams a ton veins that have been missed. I think another one was 48 grams a ton. Those are really important to continue adding ounces to the core of our model. And then on our step out drilling, really successful. So both down dip where our high grades are, which will complement our underground scenario that we're working on bolting on, and then also our step-out drilling. It's showing that it's open in all directions, and we're extremely pleased with the results that we got there.
Now, in terms of the Phase 2 drilling, I understand 10,000 meters of drilling is planned, and you guys are continuing to re-log some historical core. What's the goals of Phase 2? It sounds like there's a lot of still expansion opportunities here from the resource.
Yeah, our relogging efforts were only about 3-4% through the historic core. And with the amount of success that we had with it, we're really accelerating that. And then in parallel, again, we'll be aggressively drilling this out and looking to continue adding ounces. So we had a goal of 250,000 ounces off of Phase 1, which we beat just slightly. And then same deal on this. We communicated to the market that we felt this was a minimum of a 1 million ounce deposit, and our goal near term is to drive it up over that 1 million ounce mark, and we'll continue infilling and stepping out and drilling down dip just to continue to highlight the grades and the openness of the deposit.
Okay, so you are continuing to expand on this resource, and as you mentioned, you just increased the resource too. May 14th, news release came out that increased the resource now to a little over 800,000 ounces. That's about 650,000 ounces in the measured and indicated, almost 160,000 ounces in the inferred resource. The grades we're talking about here, 6.1 grams per ton gold in the measured and indicated, 4.8 grams per ton gold in the inferred resource. As you mentioned, your goal was to add 250,000 ounces. You did that. Bring us up to speed on this resource now, where it stands on this Elk Gold project.
Yeah, obviously, you know, when we picked up this project, it was less than 400,000 ounces. The goal for us was to put stick some modern technology on not only the relogging, but also completely redo the geological model and leapfrog. We're extremely pleased with the work that's been done by HEG Exploration, who are the guys that are running the exploration program for us. They're led by John Ryan, who is formerly with Tech HVC. He's doing an incredible job on this, and he's extremely excited. He's showing a lot of confidence to us that we can get this up over 1 million ounces in the near term. And we're looking forward to turning them loose on this second phase. And then we'll take a few weeks break just to gather the data. And then we'll immediately go into a Phase 3 right away.
What's the budget for this 10,000 meter Phase 2 program?
Each of those Phase 2 and Phase 3 have a $2 million budget. So we were a little high on Phase 1 because we extended a few holes just given that we were hitting mineralization. And also we were, it was the middle of winter, so we were a little bit higher than we wanted to be, but we think we'll be back down around that $200 a meter number on these two programs given the weather.
Okay. And again, this is all really resource expansion drilling too, with your guys' goal of getting to that million ounce level. Let's talk about the, PEA on the back of this resource and the PEA that was just released today. You're showing some very nice economics here. Some of the key numbers being the NPV increased about 20% to $231 million. All-in sustaining costs is down around $554. Take us through the overall profitability that this PEA shows for this project.
Yeah, we thought it was really important to update the market with all of the, you know, contracts and news flow and developments on the project that we've had. The key ones being that we've locked in pricing with our mining contractor from mine mouth all the way to highway haulage to our ore purchase partner, which is New Gold's New Afton facility. So we wanted to get those economics in here. We've also obviously increased the resource, so we wanted to capture some of those ounces to show the scalability of this project. The original was an open pit, which towards the tail end had a really large strip ratio. By transitioning into an underground scenario now, we're able to eliminate a ton of waste rock stripping, which obviously lowers our costs. And then, we just wanted to show the market. You know, there was a little bit of criticism that we didn't have any of these agreements locked in. And now that we have all these contracts locked in with New Gold and Newellman Lake, we thought it was important to update the economics. And again, we're also deferring building a mill on site right away. We have communications ongoing with New Gold where they're open to accepting ore after the 3 years of our current agreement when we expand into a larger scenario. After doing some trade-off studies with our consultants, it looks like continuing to deliver ore is the best route until, you know, we continue to scale this project up to a size where maybe our production profile is going to be a little bit larger than the anticipated 60,000 ounces per year, years 4 to 10. So at the moment, we're going to continue to truck the material down the highway. And as the results are showing on this PEA, that looks to be extremely economic. It also makes it a really easy mine to manage, operate, and there's simple contracts for the company going forward.
So just simplify again how easy this is, or how straightforward you have made this mining scenario where you don't need a mill, and it sounds like all you're really doing is digging up the rock and delivering it.
Yeah, we have excellent terms with New Gold. So our mining partner, Newellman Lake, they'll go in there, do all the blasting and mining for us. It'll go through a jaw crusher, sit on our ore pad. There'll be a third party that comes in, does the sampling and assay work for us. Once those results come back, we put it in a truck. There's a scale on our site. That scale ticket combined with the grade from the third party will establish the value of the material. And once we deliver it to New Gold, it's a pretty easy contract to manage. They take on all risk of recovery and they have 17 days to pay us. So excellent cash flow, which is great for a young mine that's just getting started. And we're looking forward to using that cash to continue to expand this project, not only on the exploration front, but obviously our goals are to increase the production profile here.
So what are the upfront costs that you guys have to pay, and what's the potential payback period on these costs?
So we're looking at around $7 million to do the water management improvements, improve some of the roads on the property, put our weigh scale in, and initially do the waste rock stripping on the project. And then we'll only have 2 months of waste stripping until we're in mining, at which point we'll be delivering ore and having our first payables in November. So the schedule looks like June is construction, July, August is waste rock mining, and then September will be into the ore, and with a goal of delivering our ore in October, and then with the payables that we have, anticipating first cash flow in November. The payback period on this is pretty incredible. It's about 6 months, given the high-grade ore that we're delivering and the super low capex. So we're extremely excited. We were told this was a really aggressive plan. It was going to be difficult because small scale mining has a lot of cost overruns. But with all the cost certainty we've built into this, we're feeling extremely confident.
So you've touched on a couple of these, or I guess this answer a little bit, but when it comes to scalability and potential growth here, yes, you're drilling, so you're looking at expanding on that resource, but also that potential of building your own mill. When you get to a certain size, estimating right now 60,000 ounces a year, what is that balance? Where does that extra growth and torque come from?
So for us, we're really focused on the Siwash North Zone, which is where our resource is. But when we picked this project up, it came with 8 other zones that are drill tested, showing very similar grades and structure to the Siwash North Zone. Once we feel like we've sort of exhausted what's going on in the Siwash North, we'll go out there and we'll try to establish similar resources. A lot of those zones have enough drilling on them already to establish maiden resources, but our focus right now is getting the ounces that will be in our mine plan. And once we've exhausted the Siwash North, we want to go out and continue expanding in those other drill tested zones. And then there's also a pretty unique area on our property with our second highest gold in soil numbers that we're pretty excited about, called the Elusive Zone. It hasn't had any drilling on it to date. It's unique that it's outside. It's on the other side of the fault line from our high grade sulfides. And, it's about 3.5 kilometers away from Kodiak MPD. So we've got 5 holes planned for that in phase 2, with a goal of establishing a more bulk tonnage style target. And, you know, back to your question about where does the torque come from? Not only those other high grade potential pits that we're looking to establish, but if we could get a more bulk tonnage style target like Kodiak MPD and then supplement it with our really high grade, I think at that point, that's when it makes sense to start looking at building a mill on site.
Very interesting, Kevin. Just to remind everybody, this is still a relatively new company. It went public at the very tail end of 2020. You guys are moving fast in terms of the construction and also growing the resource. Update everybody then, just in terms of how much cash you have in the bank and near-term news flow. What can everyone be expecting out of the company?
Yeah, we started this month with $9 million cash in the bank. We just made our second Equinox payment of $3 million last week. So good to have that one behind us, because that was sort of, a lot of people felt that was one of the biggest risks around the project. So we still have $6 million. We have $9 million of warrants that are well into the money. Those are at $1.20 and $1.25 respectively. We have a couple hundred grand a week that's trickling in from those, which is always nice. And then from a near-term news perspective, we are in construction right now. Our phase 2 drill program is already underway. The drill's already turning. We anticipate to be getting our mining permit by the end of June. We have really strong communications with the regulators. At this point in time, they feel everything's on track, expecting a draft permit in the coming weeks here, which will be a nice update to the market to show that, our timelines are realistic. And then our Ministry of Environment permits are looking like they'll come in July. And the timing on that's great, with July and August being waste rock mining. And then we can get into the ore mining and ore delivery in September and October. So between now and November, when we expect to hit cash flow, there's still a lot of news flow. And, I think there's a lot of excitement around this project, which is kind of stayed under the radar of a lot of people, just given how new of a company we are.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for this comprehensive update. Let's get you back on the show on a more regular basis, because there's a lot going on with this company and you guys are progressing quickly through drilling and through construction and soon to be production, or at least cash flow in that sense. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll happily get Kevin to address those. And in the meantime, Kevin, keep us up to date on future news, because I want to get you back on the show. So thanks for the update today.
All right. Thanks so much for having us.